and then our pledges. Let's stand for a word of prayer. Father, we love you. We thank you for another opportunity to conduct the business of DeSoto ISD. We're just grateful that you've given us an opportunity to be here to represent our citizens, students, faculty, and staff. And Father, we hope that you grant us with discernment, wisdom, and knowledge of the items on the agenda, that we may be able to make the best decisions, not only the best interests of our students today, but those that will come in the years to follow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go ahead and go to our pledges, and then we'll circle back to the emergency statement.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Go ahead, Trustee Fleming.
DeSoto ISD will prepare each student academically and socially to be a problem solver and productive citizen for the 21st century global society.
Thank you, Trustee Fleming, for reading our mission statement. We do want to establish a quorum. We do have a quorum with six board members present. We have been in training since Thursday, and so we've seen each other every day up until this point. We had a brief break, but we are here to conduct business of the district. Item 1A also calls for us to read our emergency statement. I'll read that into our hearing at this time. DeSoto ISD takes the safety of our students, employees, and guests very seriously, including those with us tonight. In emergency situations such as a fire, please exit the building using one of the marked exits unless directed otherwise. In the event of inclement weather such as tornado, we'll ask all guests to move quickly into the interior of the building, away from all doors and windows. Our emergency operations administrator will monitor conditions throughout the evening, throughout the meeting, and advise of any potential hazards or concerns, as well as coordinate with local emergency responders regarding when the situation has passed. Item 1B calls for us to conduct a public hearing of the 2018-2019 budget. The time is now 4:32 p.m., and we will open the public hearing. Members wishing to speak on the 2018-2019 budget for the district may simply step to the lectern, at which time your time, 3 minutes, will begin. Anyone wishing to speak on the 2018-2019 budget? Having no one desiring to speak at this time, the time is now 4:33 p.m. And we'll close the public hearing for our 2018-2019 budget. Board, that brings us to our action items. Under 2A, we have approval of the 2018-2019 budget. This is an action item, and as such, I'll entertain a motion and second if there be any from the board at this time.
Move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion by Trustee Hooper. That motion was seconded by Trustee Clark. Once again, that motion is to approve the budget as presented. Comments, question, discussion? Trustee Gold.
Clarification question, Mr. LeBorg. There is no, I'm trying to find this sentence. I'll just ask the question. I think I read it in here, but there is no salary increase for any employee in this budget.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
All right. Then I want to propose that we have a salary increase for employees. So do we want to have a discussion on that? You want me to start?
We can certainly have the discussion at this point. We did discuss, if you might recall, at dinner, coming back and doing that at a future date, here before the days of instruction start for our teachers. So we did have that conversation. And you did also send administration some numbers for consideration. We definitely want them to put that together so the board has all that information.
And that's all I was clarifying.
Yes, ma'am.
That we are going to address it at a later date and bring it back up before the first day of instruction. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
That would be the July board meeting.
Correct.
Yeah.
Trustee Fleming.
Hi, Mr. LeBorg. How are you? Question for clarification on the first paragraph in our public hearing for the budget summary. Can you please state what our MNO, which is our maintenance and operations tax rate, is?
Yes, ma'am. Our maintenance and operations tax rate is 117 per $100 valuation.
Okay, I'd like for you to go back and look at page 5 of our handout. It is stated as $1.13. Please clarify. Page 5. The last sentence, first paragraph.
Yes, ma'am, that's incorrect. That's incorrect.
So, okay. So, again, our M&O will be what?
$1.17.
Okay. Thank you. Also, I'm looking at the fund balance. I know we spoke about this, and my concern is I see that it's stated that our operations will equal about 2.2 months of operating funds. My concern, or it's in my hope, that once we figure out a plan, I don't know if this was stated as a plan that you wanted to say that this is what we're working on to get there for our fund balance. But my concern is that what are we putting in place so that we will have a, so that our fund balance is sustainable, that we have a sustainable 3 months, regardless of coming back to pull out, because I know next month if we're proposing if we're salary increases, that means we're pulling from that as well, correct?
Yes, ma'am. And I'm the July 9th board meeting, I'm planning on bringing a workshop item to work on to talk about the fund balance and
okay.
And things going forward.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Any further comments, questions, discussion? Seeing and hearing none, I'll call the question. A motion on the floor by Trustee Hooper. It was seconded by Trustee Clark. That's to approve the 2018-2019 budget for DeSoto ISD. Call the question. You may now vote. Trustee Cota did not capture your vote. Would you like to? That's fine. There we go. All right. No, that's I understand. Technology sometimes gets us. All votes being tallied, that motion passes 6-0. Where that brings us to our second action item, which is a 2018-2019 budget amendment number 1. It is an action item, and as such, I'll entertain a motion and a second from the board if there be any at this time.
Move to approve.
We have a motion by Trustee Hooper. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Clark. Once again, that motion was to approve the budget amendment as presented. Questions, comments, discussion?
I just want to remind the public who might ask why we have a budget amendment after just approving the budget. Mm-hmm. Is for those of you who were aware in the last board meeting, we talked about technology infrastructure and this, that, and the other that the board approved. And then obviously that would have impacted the next year's budget. And so this speaks to that. So that for anybody who might have some questions or concerns about that.
Thank you, Trustee Hooper. Any further questions, comments, discussion? Seeing and hearing none, I'll call the question. You may now vote. All votes being tallied, that motion passes 6-0. Board, that brings us to our last action item of the evening, which is item 2C, personnel recommendations for middle school and elementary principals. We do have recommendations tonight. They'll come to us from administration. And so we will move into executive session to hear in detail who those individuals might be. So we're gonna move to item 3A and 3B. Under 3A is to move into executive session under 551.074 personnel to discuss personnel recommendations for the middle school and elementary principals. And 3B, move into executive session under 551.074 personnel to discuss other personnel recommendations. The time is now 4:40 p.m. and we will move into executive session.